Blog Talk Radio.
Free all of my niggas. R.I.P. to all of my niggas. All of my niggas. This for we, all of my niggas. All of my niggas. I ain't doing it for me, I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas. All of my niggas. Yeah, every hood we got, yeah, they mess with me. They mess with me. Mix this all up, they got the recipe. Come out. Murder app, nigga, to the death of me. They say I'm getting money, tell them yes, sir. My team kill on my team shit. We got real niggas don't stand by and we eat good, this the franchise. Shout out to them fake niggas. Real niggas don't hate niggas. I'm at the center of the top of the states, nigga. Money's my bitch and I stay with it. Catch us in that fast lane. We smoking niggas with the ashtrays and I'm feeling good. I can't complain. Live like these our last days. From the south side 30 to the SBC. Head downtown, everything on me. Murder at one match, she's a thing on me. And I ride to the motherfucking take on E with a bronze on. Fly short, fly short. Read my shirt and say free Tyree. Yeah, I'm known everywhere I go. I know they don't need to see ID. I'm a paid man, not a made man. I was good whenever I came in. They be great whenever my day's in. And I ain't sure of that like a caveman. Lord, watch my next move. I swear I don't know patience. Watch over all of my fallen soldiers in Jesus' name. Amen.
All of my niggas, R.I.P. to all of my niggas.
I ain't doing for me, I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas, cause I rep my fucking city.
With say, posse up my city. From the trays to the lows, anywhere I go. I done pulling hella work. After her, they know. G.I. Joe, that way. Doing style till I die. I can get your shit cracked like your booty shank. You do the same. Fraudulent fictitious. I'm selling on you bitches like my job is up through kitchen. Nigga, oh, I'm in the trays. And I ain't serving up no dishes. All my niggas popping still. Like we frying up some fishes. Nigga. For my city, put on for my nigga. Every time Carol, go bananas on his dildo. New attack on the fillers, feel it cause I'm realer. I repeat my niggas, like to reach all of some shit up. Free all of my niggas, I fuck with all my niggas. Fuck the fence and got me, bitch. You can take a pick of this finger. The middle,
all of my niggas, I repeat to all of my niggas. I ain't doing for me, I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas, cause I rep my fucking city.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Rello Jackson, holding down next to Blow Radio.
So every Friday,
getting it in.
My man,
Q the Truth in the building. I'm gonna need you. Yeah, we about to get it live. The question of the day is, if the government was a real person and you met that person, what would you tell them? But this is what I'm gonna do.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Q the Truth, coming straight from the north side of Minneapolis. One of the hottest spoken word artists and photographers in the city. Holla at
me. Yeah, you heard the truth. What is the name of your photography, pal?
Dynamic View Photography. Dynamic with a K at the end and view like deja vu.
That's what it is. Now, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We got two interviews, you know what I'm saying, two very great interviews from two very great individuals, man. They out here holding it down. First interview will be with Polo Gibson, Go Hard Productions. And the second interview will be with Soda Black, man. My nigga, he holds it down also, man. He gets it in, grinds hard. So Y'all need to stay tuned, man. It's about to be live. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take a couple callers, then I'm going to get into the next song. We're going to have a lot of fun. So, first caller we got. I'm going to take the first caller.
Hi, hi. Let's see. 972-825. What's your name? Where you from?
What he do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Google,
uh-huh.
Team No Filter. West Coast Stand Up.
Hey, I got an
inbox in here, my bad.
Yeah, hey, well, yeah, this is Rarello Jackson, man. What's going on, Dope Ass Music? You call and show love every time. I truly appreciate you, fam. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. Just launched the mixtape. I ain't even going to call it a mixtape. I launched the compilation, you know what I'm saying, on Wednesday. You're saying on the radio show, it was big. I'm getting major support. I appreciate everybody. It's a long time coming. You know what I mean? And I'm feeling real good.
Word. Well, look, so before I get into your song request or before we get off this line, what I want to do is I want to know if the government was a person and you got the chance to meet that person, what would you tell them? Something brief, man. Let me know what you would say.
Man, if I ever got a chance to meet Malcolm X, I would have told him, don't give that damn speech. We need you, Malcolm.
I'm talking about the government. Malcolm X ain't the government.
Oh, are you talking about the government? Oh,
hold on 1 second. I'm going to let my co-host ask you that question again because maybe I stuttered a little bit.
If the government was a person and you had a chance to meet that person, what would you tell them?
Oh, shit. I'd be like, man, y'all better go ahead and let Obama pass that. You know what I'm saying, that damn health care shit. Because you know how many people don't have health care?
My man, I don't know if you read it or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, but that all of them talk, bro. That all of them. What else would you say?
What else would I say?
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, man, why is there such a deficit between the rich and the poor? I mean, y'all to spread some of that wealth.
I think that's what I would say. All right,
we appreciate you calling, man. Hey, you got a song request? I know you got a song request.
Man, you already know. You know what I'm saying? Can you go ahead and play that game time by, you know what I'm saying, that game time?
I got you, family. Stay tuned. It's about to go down. We're going to take one more caller, then we're going to get into this next song. The next caller is 612-703. Caller, you there?
What up, man? 612-703. What up?
What's good with it? Who this?
Your boy Blaze, man.
Man, the nigga Blaze in the motherfucking building. What's good, family?
Shit, chillin', man. Just calling. Just showing some love to the radio, man. I be listening all the time. I don't call in, so I just thought I might call in. Hit one time.
All day. Truly appreciate you calling, family. Got a song request?
Yeah, I don't know. You got Amazing, man?
We'll see if I got Amazing on the line up. If not, you know, I'll throw something up there. But I truly appreciate you calling, man. I'm about to get into this song, though, man. Hey, stay tuned. I'll throw your Amazing or something up there for you, fam. I got you. Yeah. Once again, shout out to everybody who's tuning in, everybody who's calling, everybody who's tuning in online. We're going to get into this next song. Me and my co-host are going to get it live for y'all, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Right here. This song is Buddha and T-Cop. Dodo. Check it out.
I got Dodo. Swaggin' in my photos. When I choose them, they don't say no. They think that I got Dodo. They think that I got Dodo. When I choose them, they don't say no. They think that I got Dodo.
Merry Christmas. Right after I pick them, a fuck is on my wish list. Homie, no harm, but I just wanna beat it up. Hit it from the back like the white folks treat it up. Home make love, I'm tryna dodge ramming. Drive full speed when I'm done, make a sandwich. Her man walked in, I'm caught red-handed. From the fifth floor, throw a four-tail pan miss.
that I can long stroke her with my wood pecker. And if she runs from it, then it will catch her. A freak leaks when I'm deep, she start crying. Let her work it when I touch it. T9 in the bed, on the floor, in the bathroom. Give me knowledge in the back of a classroom. Anytime, any place, we can do the do. Switch positions, putting you into mission mode.
When I choose them, they don't say no. They think that I got dodo.
It's on Piccolo. That's green, nigga. Pussy getting stings, nigga. As easy as taking a breath, not breathe, nigga. If we fucking ain't even no discussion, grab my dick and suck it until you get a concussion. Whoa, that's head trauma. She a head doctor. I send that pussy to the ER. I'm a redliner. Call up your beautician. You gon' need your head changed. I knock it down every time I bowl her. Not a special age. She mine, then you fuck her. Then fuck it. That's fair game. I swear I'm never stingy with my dimes. I spare change. She pretty, but she nasty. And of course her ass be so big, it took her 2 minutes to walk past me. You get it from your mama, huh? Shit, I ain't gon' lie to you. Since that's who you get it from, I'm tryna fuck your mama too.
When I choose them, they don't say no. They think that I got dodo.
Back live in effect, Rello Jackson and my co-host.
Cue the truth in the house, yo, 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 what up?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to take a couple callers, then we're going to get back into some more music. Right now, I'm going to take the caller, 651-231. Caller, you there. Got to click you, 651-231. Hello.
Yes, I am here.
What's going
Hello.
On, lady? How you doing?
I'm awesome and blessed. This is number one goddess, Egypt, to most and everyone. How's everyone doing today?
Hey, we living. How you feeling, Q?
Man, I'm feeling real good. It's a nice day outside.
Right.
Blessed and beautiful. That's awesome. I need to invite all of you artists and Minnesota parents to the car and bike show tomorrow to Stop the Violence and the Silence concert.
Okay, okay. You can't be mad at that. Now, give us some more details.
Details. We're trying to combine Minneapolis and St. Paul. Stop all of the beefing, the music. Artists need to work together, show these children and other families that believe rap music and being in the industry is all of this beef and it's not. Big lie that's been going on for years, as you all know. Meet up on Lake Street. 511 Lake Street.
Okay. Now, what kind of who's setting up the venue? Is this just something that you're doing, or is this something that, you know, a big group or organization is doing?
Minnesota Fats is going to be there. Sick. Sick Still Real. Buddha Bless. I'm going to be there interviewing a couple of the artists because I want to find out, I want to ask questions that a lot of the parents have been asking and a lot of artists have been asking, what can we do to stop the violence? And I believe that the number one question that people should be asking is, how are we going to educate our children on the word violence? If they don't know what the definition of violence is, how can they prevent it? You can,
that's right.
A million ways to prevent things once you learn the definition of what they're actually trying to find the answer to.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Well, look, that makes a lot of sense. And that's the place to be tomorrow, right? But I got another question for the radio.
That's the place to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And
okay.
I still got my shout-outs. Pyro, all my OBF family, Pow Pow, Soda Black, my Soda Free family, Bobby Boy Boy, and everyone that's in a positive movement. Have an awesome weekend.
All day. You got a song request?
From everybody I just named. I need to make it wet. I need another one, Fresh Like Pow. Do you want me to add some more? I do this every week. Stand up.
You do
I really.
It every week.
Well, I do it every week, and I shouldn't.
Right, but I
don't
want to
be overwhelming and difficult.
I'm going to get those in the lineup. I truly appreciate you calling, ladies. Stay tuned. And hopefully everybody be there tomorrow, man. Thank you for calling, all
right? And bring your family.
We're going to go ahead and take the next caller. This number right here kind of threw me the hell off. I don't know what it is. It's say 111111111.
That's like the government.
I guess. But, hey, the government is calling. We're going to take that call. Caller, are you there? Caller.
How are you guys doing song request?
Yeah, we're doing song request. You got a song request?
Can I hear Fresh Like Pow?
Yeah, I'll make sure I throw that Fresh Like Pow up there. And I kind of feel like I know your voice, but I ain't going to throw a name out there. But, hey, I'm going to show throw it in the lineup. Appreciate you calling, lady. And stay tuned.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye. It's time to go ahead and play a couple songs, man. We're going to play. Go ahead and throw another song up here, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Once again, like Egypt said, it's going down tomorrow. You know, save the children. You know, that's what it's about, man. So many deaths out here, and that ain't the answer for everything. So I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and be there tomorrow on Lake Street, 5th and Lake. About to be live. I forgot what time. But, hey, if you're out there, you'll see it yourself. I'll let you, boy. It's going down. We're going to the next song. Next song is Bruno Big. Check it out.
Bill, act up, we got heat for that ice grill. My rim
wrist froze and my neck got a nice chill. I said his phone busted down, my nigga Mike.
My
Will.
Nigga Mike,
we'll be throw it up if you got all hundreds. Casually in your thing, we get them bras coming. When I walk up in the club, I ain't even got a dance. 30 grand in my hand, I just throw it to
I
the
just throw
fans.
It to the fans.
I got bands.
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 I got bands. You know I'm fresh up on them when I slide through the land. I can see them niggas hating because
they know
and
I'm the man.
I got bands.
I got bands.
I got bands.
I got bands.
Radio, my bad. Computers gonna be computers. Dope ass music. I got you, man. I'm gonna have to take care of you at the end. But check it out, man. The question of the day is: if the government was a person and you met that person, what would you tell them? This is what's going down on Next to Blow Radio. We got two exclusive interviews. Who do we got interviews with, man?
Yeah, we got Polo, Polo, aka Go Hard Gibson, in the house. Also, you got your boy Soda Black, straight from OBF.
Yeah, holding it down for the team, holding it down for the team. We're going to go ahead and get into the next song. We're going to have a little fun with this. Let's get into that Pyro on Blaze Wet, man. Check it out right here on Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah. 12 rounds. Ollie and Frazier, yeah, it's going down. Miss Wet Wet, Miss Good Good. Hit her with my pow pow game, real good. Had her coming faster than a speed of light. Played with the pussy once, and she came twice. When I put it in, it was super tight. Had the pussy super new by the end of the night. I was in that thing, doing backstroke. Need to bottle that ass, I was in the flow. Gone with that pussy like you in a video. Ain't no shame in my game, girl, I lick it low. Do some shit you only seen in a porno. Am I active? Shit, you gotta know. Get that pussy wetter than a fucking water hose. Pyro ain't never had no problem getting that pussy.
Quarter, but we going overtime. Keep the red pumps on when you doing that. Cause I'ma keep the Tim's on when I'm beeping that. Put a smile on your face, call me Coca-Cola. Pussy squirting everywhere, she a super soaker. Two chains on my neck, but I ain't two chains. Guess she love pulling on my two chains. When I dip low, I'm about to eat something. When she bobbing weed, yeah, she sucking something. She a damn freak, and I'm geeked up. She came on my dick, then she struck it up. Beat the pussy up, I don't play games. Bull said a couple people, but I don't say names. Got the pussy wet, she had to dry off. Calling me the boss, man. Yeah, I get the pussy.
Talk to the host, you got to press that one. You know what I'm saying? The question of the day is,
if the government was a person and you got a chance to meet that person, what would you say? What would you say? 651-272. You can hear the question of the day. Go ahead, give me your answer. First of all, tell me what's your name, where you from?
All right. Yeah, callers, I hung up. But I lost them. Let's take the next call. You know what? This is what we're going to do. Let's get it back into spinning some music. This is what we're going to do. We're going to pile up a little music and have a fun like that, man. We play the best of the underground and local music, so stay tuned. Next to Blow Radio every Friday, we have a lot of fun. So the next song is John Ray Racked Out. Check it out, y'all.
Racked.
I'm wrecked up.
show. I be loving them brick hoes. Keep tools, Home Depot. Keep tools, Home Depot.
Keeping the music rotation going, then we're going to take a couple callers, man. The next song is Fresh Like Pow by me and News. My name is Rello Jackson, and I'm in the building with my co-host, Q the Truth. You already know what it is.
Q the Truth in the building, man. What's up?
Yes,
everybody sir. Out from the West Coast to the East Coast to the Twin Cities, man. Thanks for tuning in.
That's right. Let's get into this next song, which is called Fresh Like Pow. If you ain't never heard this one, man, go ahead and look it up on YouTube.
Like
check out the official video. Hey, stay tuned, man. It goes down. Pow.
Fresh like pow, I be like bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow? I be like bean, bean, bean pow. Fresh like bean, bean, bean pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow?
I be like bean, fresh like pow. When I hit the stage, you know I rock the crowd. Let me get a pow if you feeling my style. Ain't Joe Francis, but the girls go wild. Ahead of the game, so advanced like my DJ. Fresh like pow, put it on replay. Pass me the torch, I'ma run it like a relay. Middle fingers up to the he say, she say. I don't give a pow. So blunt like Rello. Salute heavy Chevy and CCTO.
I sound like bling, and they be like wow. I came up from nothing, and they be like how. If you try to take it from me, then I be like pow. Now they got me catching bodies like they hop up in the crowd. One hand sticking out, the other spinning on turbo. And I be going wow. DJ Inferno, you know what's going down, and you ain't gotta ask it. Fresh like pow, like a hop about the plastic.
I be like bean, fresh like pow. I be like bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow? I be like bean, bean, bean pow. Fresh like bean, bean, bean pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow?
Hey yo, Rello,
what up, News?
They wanna know what the pow
means. You don't know what the pow
means? Hit him with the pow.
Pow, pow. Bump, bump, baby, off subject. Word about the pow, it don't really mean nothing. Depending on how you use it, it could really mean something. You can pow if she think it, you can pow if she love it. The power's up to you. When you into the discussion, you can walk away and hit it with the powers that are cussing. I know what I do, I'll pow for discussion. You don't understand, then let news say it.
When I say pow, that don't mean I'ma shoot ya. Pretty boy swag, ugly like Restucia. Does my thing. I whip it like Kunta, hit her with the pow, have a finger like Luther. I be like bean, and that's for my fan. Fresh like pow, I'm cooler than a fan. Jock my swag, boy, you better stop playing. I does my thing, make the people go ham.
I be like bean, fresh like pow. I be like bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. I be like bean, bean, bean pow. Fresh like bean, bean, bean pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow?
Jackson, I'm with my co-host.
Yo, Cutie Chief in the building, man. What's up? Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look, the question of the day, is, if the government was a person and you got the chance to meet that person, what would you tell them? You said a lot of people got a lot of animosity built up in them, like fucking welfare ain't enough, man.
I don't know if it might be words. You know what I mean? It might be some hands.
Well, shit. Truthfully, yeah. So I'm gonna take a couple callers, man. Tell me where you at. Where you from? What you got going on? Make sure you press that 1 if you want to talk to the host. I'm going to take this first caller. Caller 612-961. Caller, you there?
What's good, Rello?
What's poppin'? Who this?
Angel.
Oh, Miss Booty Work in the building. What's good with it?
What's happening? How you doing?
Ain't nothing, chilling. You know how we do on Fridays.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. We sitting here chilling, listening to you. It's laid back, relaxing.
I truly appreciate it. I know you got a song request, shout out.
Hey, you know what? On everything I love, I was calling to hear that Fresh Life Pow, but you done played it now, and I was over here juking this shit. So I guess I'm going to request that Nino's that Booyah Lane, because that's another hot joint that's out right now.
Who got the video of you dancing, though? We'll watch that later.
On everything. Rello do his thing. Rello be doing his thing. So I shout out to you.
I appreciate that. Okay. Well, before we play that song and before we go to the next caller, I need to know, what would you tell the government? If the government was a person, if you got the chance to meet that person, what would you say?
I wouldn't even tell them nothing. I just have a lot of questions. A lot. Like, main question, how is we broke? How is the United States broke? I really don't understand that for the life of me.
That's what it is.
We make our own money. How are we broke and we make our own money, though?
And you know what? I used to say the same thing, man, but, you know, when you get all into it, you understand that it's got to be a balance, you know what I'm saying, truthfully.
I feel that, but then we got TV shows that give out money for nothing.
Right. But then they say that the dollar wouldn't be the same if you just make money. Yeah. But, yeah, I truly appreciate you calling, though. We're going to go ahead and throw that song, that Booyah Lane, up in the mix. Hey, and shout out to Angel. Hey, I appreciate you calling. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller, all right?
All right,
thank you, Angel. Yeah, she held me down last week, you know what I'm saying, showed her brother mad love. But, look, I'm going to go into the next caller. Who we got, man? Who going to take?
All right. 651-200. What's your name and where you from, caller? Can you hear me?
Yeah, for sure. This knows, man. I'm in Nepal. What happened?
Okay. Straight from Nepal. Yo, did you hear our question the other day?
Yeah. About the government? So, yeah, I heard
the
that.
Government was right there where you at. I don't know what you doing right now. You in traffic, at home chilling. You know what I'm saying? The government right there where you at. What would you say? What would you say?
Shit, man, I don't even know, man. I just tell them to legalize weed, real. I ain't really got nothing else to say.
Right now, bro.
Straight up, legalize that shit.
All right.
Hey, funny thing, man, I said earlier, I knew somebody was going to say that, man. I'm going to count how many people going to call in and say legalize weed. Because I'm writing a letter to the government, so I'm writing all these down, so I'm going to make sure I take care of y'all, man. Vote for Rello president. That's what we doing, man.
Who your co-host is right there, though?
Co-host.
Yo, this is Q the Truth, straight from North Minneapolis, man. What's up?
What happened with you? I was just trying to see who the fuck that was back there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we
getting
it in, man. Switch up co-host every week. We have a lot of fun. But, hey, I know you got to – she already requests Booyah Lane, fam, so you got to – come up with another song. I know you got another song waiting for me.
Shit, man. I do. Let me hear that. Ain't Nobody Fucking With Me. Ain't Nobody Fucking With Me by motherfucking Ain't Nobody Fucking With Me by the nigga. Damn, I can't remember. But if you just put Ain't Nobody Fucking With Me, it should.
Yeah, man, we'll make it happen, though.
We got
to go. Oh, everything. Let me hear that shit.
Dave, man, I appreciate you calling, family. I'm going to take care of you, all right?
For sure.
Hey, the answer is going to get extreme on this by the government. I'm telling you, I knew cats was going to ask for that, you know what I'm saying, to legalize weed. But, hey, we're going to see what happens. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into this next song. This is by Ninos featuring Little One and Chantel. It's called Booyah Lane. Check it out, y'all.
BeatPlanet.com. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear.
I caught her walking out the beauty store. Hair wrapped up, sweatpants, a beauty though. I strolled up on it like sexy, you beautiful. But that's something that you should know.
Let me tell you where you should go on a date with me. And I ain't talking to the movies though. I'm talking about a nice flight, champagne nightlife. Yeah, I see a gift in my eyesight. So I'm like, shit, it's whatever. We can do whatever. And fuck your boyfriend, baby, I can get it wetter. I'm sitting on leather, blowing on loud. We ain't seeing nothing but the clouds. No, don't look down. Trust me, you don't want to see the crowd. It ain't nothing but haters all around. And baby, this life, I can have you back home the next night. It can never be wrong if it feels right. Now tell me what you gonna tell them.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Trips around the world, I can show you how I live. Why you trying to laugh when I ain't trying to kid? I'm grown independent and I know to handle this. So come and kick it with me, shawty. First the VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on this Hennessy, got me feeling naughty. You got me in a trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring on while he blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse suite, top floor for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool and Lil' mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
She was mad when she hit my phone talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body is exquisite, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it. I'm winning. I'm finding that Remy ounce of that grow. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chilling. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wonder why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the day's end. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuck and swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Yeah, back in effect, man. That was Boo You Lame, man. They went hard on that. Shout out to Ninos for holding it down with that song, man. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one call because this is Viewer's Choice. And I got a couple interviews today. We got a couple interviews because I got my co-host in the building.
Yo, yo, yo. What up? What up? Everybody who's listening, thanks for the support. It's your boy, Cutie True.
That's right. That's right. And look, we're going to take one call and then we're going to get into the next song. So let's keep it spinning. 8 o'clock, we're going to get into them interviews. And don't forget, the question of the day is, if the government was a person and you had the chance to meet that person, what would you say to him? I'm going to take this caller, 612-987. Caller, you there? 612-987.
Yo, yo, what it be like? You know what it is? Tell Double Dream Big Entertainment. I'm everywhere, like Justin Bieber.
Man, that's
well, down. What up?
What up? What's happening, family? How you doing?
Man, you know, man, just on the Facebook networking, fam, and connecting.
Well, go ahead and let them know where they can find you, man. Tell them something about yourself, and, you know, shout out.
I got my own entertainment company, Dream Big Entertainment, and I do it all. I do music production, video production, mix and master and engineer, video editing, everything. One-stop shop entertainment, you know that.
All day, that's what it is, fam. Well, go ahead and answer that question of the day. The question is, I'm going to let my co-host tell you what it is.
Yo, yo, the government was a person, and you had a chance to meet that person. What would you say?
Put more money into entrepreneurship businesses, definitely, because they booming right now.
Okay.
Man, that was like the best answer I heard so far. that was right above legalized weed for all the smokers out there. I mean, you know, hey, because I'm an entrepreneur myself, man, and I need that bread because I can't
exactly
struggling out here, man.
Exactly.
Hey, But this is what you need to do, man. You need to give me your songs so I can throw it in the switchboard so you can call and play your songs and everything, because this is viewer's choice. And if you had your songs on here, you'd have been in the view, man. The people would have heard you worldwide. You feel me?
I'll tell you what you need, what format y'all need.
MP3, and I'll give you the email later. I'll let you. I got you, fam.
Okay, yeah, just hit me when I send y'all something.
Word, word. All right, well, let me get back into this music, man. Shout out to Tell Double. The next song is Ain't Nobody Fucking With Me. This is Banger and Porte, I hope. Here we go, man. Let's have a little fun with it. Ain't Nobody Fucking With Me either. Pow.
Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Okay, I woke up this morning like ain't nobody fucking with me. Swagger, stupid, dumb, bitch. Ain't nobody fucking with me. You know where I'm from, bitch. Ain't nobody fucking with me. Ain't nobody fucking with me. Everybody fucking with me.
Okay, I woke up this morning like ain't nobody fucking with me. Swagger, stupid, dumb, bitch. Ain't nobody fucking with me.
Fresh to death, my life is like a movie, and every time bang a step out, he looks just like Gloomy. Yo, bitch, she wanna do me. I see the way she pursue me. Inbox on my Facebook, talking reckless and loosely. Shit, it can go down. We can't have a showdown, but best believe off Norco. Bang a go like four rounds, like call my dick a sludge hammer. Yo, we're gonna get towed down. I ain't talking rodeo, but it's gonna be a hold down.
I'm feeling myself, I'm in a whole nother zone. So many fans, I can give you some to cool you off. You need to pop some Viagra, cause you going super soft. Shitting on these haters, yes, my goal is to piss them off. They ain't got a future, I can see it through the crystal ball. I'm living life on the edge, never scared to take a fall. Making music is my job, and I ain't never taking off. 3, 2, 1, spread my wings, then I'm blasting off. You
see, we have a problem,
and I ain't talking NASA, dog. When it comes to making hits, I am so much better, dog. Think you got a chance, LOL, you got me laughing, dog. I'm the center of this shit, cause I'm always taking charge. Giving go to my team, you never ever shed a ball. I be schooling like fast, bruh. You so pop, artificial like Shasta. And I ain't doing this to get across the plasma. I make music cause it's running through my plasma. So act who's number one, and I guarantee they mention me. You ain't got a clue, tune into the news and for yourself you'll see. Haters, they gon' hate, but that's okay. I love it when they hate on me, don't participate. Because misery loves company, and that's the time when I'm obese. So they could never look down on me, and I know they talking down on me. But in the end, they crowning me. This is my story, true story. I'ma make history. I'm feeling like I'm the best, and we can agree to disagree. I stay on the prize, trying to hold me down, but still I rise. Man, they claim they doing it big, while I'm doing it super size. I keep money on my mind, I go overtime. I stay stuck in overdrive, put it read between the lines. Get up in my way, I promise that you will get stepped on. Waking everybody up, I'm feeling like I'm slept on. I'm flyer than the Jetson. Out this world like the Jetsons. I be walking backwards on the moon, Michael Jackson.
Say, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. Motherfucker, I'm gone.
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 I said, I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. I'm gone. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a whole nother zone. I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. I'm gone. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a whole nother zone.
I'm gone.
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 Motherfucker, I'm gone.
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 Hey guys, going to the moon.
Yeah. What's poppin', man? Back in effect. This is Viewer's Choice Hour, this first hour. I'm trying to knock out as many songs as possible before we get into our interview. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Don't forget, the question of the day is, if the government was a person, you had the chance to meet that person, what would you tell them? But look, I'm going to get into the next song. We got interviews with Polo Gibson. We got an interview with Soda Black, and it's about to be L-I-V-E. If you don't know what that spells, take your ass back to school. But the next song is Black Hawk, No Turning Back. Check this out, y'all.
I'm gonna push forward, keep moving along. Strengthen my heart, got me singing this song. I see the end, man, I ain't got that long. Ain't no turning back.
Why would I?
Didn't come this far to turn back around. Going all the way, B, don't tell me now.
Yeah.
I'm rising up and I ain't looking down.
Yeah.
Ain't no turning back.
I think I'm closer than I ever was. I think I'm dedicated and motivated to having the best book. I mean, I gotta get my cheddar up.
I
couldn't think of no way better to do it. This is what I'd rather do. I remember hard days, I ain't going back to that.
Nope.
I remember always, I ain't going back to trap. Yep, I really did it. I was really in it. I ain't turning back. I ain't fucking with it. Still got my old guy, Jay Small Fry. Grabbed a couple on the way, but we all packed. And laid stuff on an overturned bitch, and what's the waiting for? I see the life ahead.
I got my eyes on the
Why would I look for you? I won't want to waste no time. We should just get it in. So when it's time to chill, we can just bend and grin. And should it spend some beans and have a drink or two. And if you add it up, then I can link with you. Don't need dead weight, cause home is not an option. My mama gone and daddy out, I'm here to train the top. We here to get it poppin'. Forever winning, never losing, turning back for nothing. Ain't turning back for nothing, nothing. I remember hitting licks in them hallways. Forget the way I'm headed to. Many people doubt. We should just get it in. We can just be in the green. It's really simple. I can't be dirty, man.
Yeah, you heard it. Came from Dirty Money, ain't no turning back. This is Next to Blow Radio, your boy Rello Jackson and my co-host.
Cue the truth in the building, man.
Yes, sir. But look, you know, we got a couple exclusive interviews coming up. We got Polo Gibson, we got Soda Black, we got a couple more songs to play. What I'm going to do is we're going to take two callers, but I want y'all to stay tuned with these interviews. Polo Gibson, he's a great individual, man. He's out here grinding. He's the man who runs Go Hard Productions, if you don't know. He's got a magazine that's coming out. So if you want to issue in that magazine, make sure you stay tuned, man, so you can find out all the information. And also Soda Black, he grinds hard. He is an artist out here who's on every damn show you could think of. He also holds it down for Next to Blow Radio, so I had to let y'all know a little bit about him. But what we're going to do is take a couple callers, we'll get into another song, and then we're going to probably bring this interview, get it popping. So I'm going to let my co-host do the damn thing.
Yo. 612-770, what's your name? Where you from?
What's hood with you? This is Greasy calling out of T.C., representing
okay.
for Chicago, Minneapolis, all over this motherfucker.
All right. Now, did you hear our question of the day? Caller, did you hear our question of the day?
Yes, I did. And if I saw
okay,
the government.
Okay, if you got a chance to beat the government, what would you say?
I wouldn't say shit. I'd throw that motherfucker in a chicken wing around his pockets.
Just like that.
What you say, Joe? What?
Would you bring that back to the hood?
All day.
Okay.
Robin Hood like a motherfucker.
Man, real nigga shit. Hey, man, while you on the line, man, go ahead and give some shout-outs, man. Tell them where you at, where you from, and let them know, man, who you fuck with. Give some shout-outs, bro.
Oh, shit, nigga, I'm on the north side right now. Shout out to Soda Free, Next to Blow, Grind City Boys, MMDP Global Gang, every motherfucker in the TC getting in, every motherfucker in Chicago getting in. Let's do this. Midwest, we run this bitch.
All day, man. I appreciate you calling, family. Stay tuned, man.
For sure.
Well, take another caller. We got 507-202. Caller, the question, hold on, before I take you in, the question of the day is, if the government was a person and you got the chance to meet that person, what would you tell them? Tell me, answer that question, let me know where you at, where you from, and give a shout out. Let's have fun. 507-202. Caller, you there?
Yeah, yo, what's good, Rello? This Young Mo, man. Shit. If the government was a real person, I wouldn't have too much to say. I'd just try to stay my ass up under the spotlight.
Man. But I'm saying you face to face with this individual. He like, yeah, what's poppin'? My name is government rape you. What, you know what I'm saying? What you doing? What you gonna tell him?
I'm gonna tell him, motherfucker, I plead the fifth. I ain't hit nothing, I ain't seen nothing.
Okay, real nigga shit.
All right.
Hey, well, do me this, young. Hey, let them know where you at, where you from, and what you represent.
Shit, I'm out here. I'm in Rochester, Minnesota. I'm repping Minnesota, all over the Minnesota, you know. I can go 507-3612, you know. Shit. I want to shout out to my producer, Young Ease. I want to shout out GMF, all my homies out here, left, right, Looney Mob, Sir Duet. Shout out everybody. Shout out you, Relo, Nasty Blow Radio, all my entrepreneurs, man. We're doing it out here.
All day, man. I appreciate you coming, fam. You got a song request?
Oh, you know, of course I got a song request, man. I want to hear that Young Mo, They Can't Stop Me.
All right, word. I got you, fam. That's in the lineup.
All right, all up.
Once again, make sure y'all stay tuned to these exclusive interviews, man, with Polo Gibson and Soto Black, man. It's about to go D-O-W-N. I'm going to take one more caller, and then we're going to go ahead and get to another song, and then we're going to bring it back to this exclusive interview. Let's take 651-399. Caller, you there?
What's happening?
What it do, fam? You sound like your breath stank. Who this is?
I just like yours, brother. This is Mr. News in the building.
Oh, day. What it do, family?
Shit cooling, man. Tuning in one time.
Well, shit, since you tuning in, tell me, if the government was a person and you got a chance to meet that individual, what the hell would you tell them?
Shit, man. I'd tell them, get off the bullshit with the poor, man. Pour some of that money back into us, the less fortunate.
Yeah, you just be like that, all calm and collective with them?
Damn right. Shit, I don't need to raise my voice, nigga. You hear me or you don't. They ain't going to help us anyways, but I let them know how I'm feeling.
Word. That's what it is. Well, look, I know you got a shout-out or a song request or something like that, man. Let us know what it is, man. Tell me something.
Shit, damn, guys, I just want to shout-out to my team, One Big Family, you know what I'm saying, next to Bro Radio, the whole Minnesota. You already know what it is, man. Song request, goddamn it. I want to hear that Squares in My Circles by you, dog, Mr. Red Out.
What's that?
Squares in My Circles.
All day, family. I got you, man. I'm going to take care of you, all right?
All right.
Word. This is what I'm going to do, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all y'all calling. I can't take all the calls right now. We're going to play one more song, then we're going to get into our exclusive interview, starting off with Mr. Polo Gibson, Mr. Go Hard himself, Mr. Call him everything you want to call him, but don't call him late for dinner because that's my nigga. Fuck it. Let's play this song by Big Mo and Pyro called My Guy. Stay tuned. It's going D-O-W-N, pal.
What up, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Kick it, nigga. Pyro. Duh, stupid.
Hey, my nigga, you already know, man. BBSC, man. We on that nation shit. All mine.
I'm hearing niggas saying they the best and shit. Well, I'm here to let you know I be wrecking shit. North side, south side, to the STP. I'm pretty sure all of y'all done heard of me. And if not, well, I burn to the third degree. Burn, burn, baby, burn, abusively. Look, I be killing you cats. I'ma switch my name, Curiosity. Y'all be getting junior high, I be smoking varsity. Sit back, it's a plot to my demise. Play it like chess, plot and strategize. Call me Alexander the Great. And for OBF, I'ma do whatever it take. On my knees, dead night, praying to the heavens for sake. But boy, any motherfucker getting in our way, I'ma eat his ass for food, another meal on my plate. Yeah! Bitch, I'm going right back in. I'ma turn the heat up, it's a fire, man. I'ma burn a nigga ass right where he stands. Fall back and let Mo murder his man. Wanna be saved by the bell, this ain't Bayside. I leave him like that slave him down by the wayside. And I keep a firearm, yes, on my waistline. I turn a beat, straight with a bass, my God. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head, don't have to forgive me. I'm about to fill him with lead, my God. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head, say I should not kill, but the last word he said, my God. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head, don't have to forgive me. I'm about to fill him with lead, my God. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head, say I should not kill, but the last word he said, my God.
Stand up, pay homage to one of the realest niggas. Still, you wanna figure this out? How that nigga hot? Rap niggas like all base and Gucci for a minute, but that white catch cold case is murderer. Considering this a warning like Tupac. All eyes on me, yeah, that's what make heart stops, yeah. God forbid I had to kill this nigga. On some real shit, I don't feel these niggas. Yeah, these lost souls out here still trying to find mine. Top five, regardless how you feel, you still unsigned. It's ugly for a lot of these cats. I ain't holding back the gat on that. Trust me, SP, we It's only two niggas transforming like Voltron. My God, as I pray before I bust that thing. Put dick all in your bitch, look how she lust that man. No love for a sucker, I salute them killers. So it's cold around them lakes when you live with gorillas. No chinchillas, it's drug dealers living that life. And these tripe ass bitches ain't living too right. But you know my MO, money over bitches, beat them hoes like hypo. Drill for life, how you wearing them stripes? I'm a real street nigga, fuck the lyrical hype. My God, arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Don't have to forgive me, I'm about to fill him with lead. My God, arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Say I should not kill, but the last word you said. My God, arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Don't have to forgive me, I'm about to fill him with lead. My God, arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Say I should not kill, but the last word you said. My God.
Yeah, that was my God, man. It's going down right here on Next to Blow Radio. I am your host, Rello Jackson. I'm along with my co-host.
Yo, cue the truth in the building, man.
Yes, sir, but this is what it really is, man. We do exclusive interviews, man, because we show love to the people who's out here grinding, who's always out here making shit happen, man. You know, the people who are true entrepreneurs because they out here doing it for self. You know, and the question of the day was if the government was a real person, you know what I'm saying, and you got the chance to meet that individual, what would you say? But this is what we're going to do. I'm about to go ahead and get into my first interview with Mr. Polo Gibson, man. Polo, you on the line here?
Yeah, true indeed.
Mr. Go Hard himself, man. How you doing, family?
Man, nah, just grinding, man.
Of course, of course. You know, this is about to be the true interview, you know what I'm saying? We got a few questions for you. We want to let everybody know, not just Minnesota, but everybody, you know what I'm saying, in the whole region know what's going on with you, man, what you doing for the city itself, man. So, you know, tell them a little bit about yourself before we get into the questionnaires.
Shit, man, I'm just, you know, doing me grinding, man. I definitely want to thank y'all, first of all, before I say anything, man. I appreciate giving an opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, share what I'm doing with everybody. You know, but, you know, born and raised, Chi-Town, Southside nigga, you know. I've been in Minnesota since, you know, beginning of 09, a few years, you know, putting in work, so, you know, the city then really gave me an opportunity to legitimize myself and, you know what I'm saying, try to stay relevant, you know, leave the illegal hustles alone. So, you know, I mean, I'm taking it and run with it. Shit.
Okay, okay, okay. Polo, man, this is Cuter Chew.
What's good? What's
man,
good?
I don't know if you know, but I got a photography business that I just started up, too, called Dynamic View. I know you've been doing your thing for a while now. And it seems like every time somebody trying to do something good here in Minnesota, I don't know if it's like that anywhere else, you get a lot of haters. Was that the same with you? And if so, how did you overcome that? And what kind of things did you do when you were starting off to get to where you are now?
Man, I still feel like I'm still starting off, man. You know, like,
right.
Man, shit, October, you know, October right around the corner, man, that'll be officially 2 years of me doing
right.
photography myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So. Like, I'm still new to it, and I just feel like, man, if niggas hating on you, then, man, take that shit with stride, man. Let that shit be fuel for the fire, you know, because there's a lot of photographers out there, a lot of rappers out there, a lot of everybody out there that wish a motherfucker knew they existed just to hate on them. You know, it's a lot of motherfuckers out here that's doing their thing that won't get the chance to get hated on because niggas don't even know they exist. So, you know, if a motherfucker able to hate on you, then they irrelevant then, you know, so at least they know of you.
No.
All day. But look, I got another thing for you, man. You know, because you've been doing the photography, you've been getting it in. But on the side, you don't just do photography. What else do you do, man?
Man, I try to do whatever I can, man. You know, I host a few parties. You know, man, I throw these shows, do events, man. I, you know, graphics, album covers, web design, man. I'm featured on a couple niggas' mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my OBF niggas, man. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? I
got
to get on a mixtape low-key. Niggas don't even know about it. You know what I'm saying?
Ratchet.
Yeah,
Ratchet, you, baby.
You know, man, me and OBL go back a long ways, man. That's the family, man. That's the extended family, man. You know, not to be people know about it. You know, they don't see us together a lot, but, man, they're my bros, man. No doubt, man. Man, what else, man?
Right.
You know, music videos. Again, shout out to OBF. You know, we got a couple videos we done did. Not so many people know it, but I'm the first nigga to do the Fresh Like Power video. You know what I'm saying? The original. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day. You know the famous one, Rello eating the apple. You know that was me. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I do a lot of little shit, man, low key, man. You can't deny I'm out here grinding, man.
Man, all day, man. Got another question for Q2.
Yo, now tell me, like, as far as, you know, you how do you approach, say, if you got somebody, a model, or a venue, or something that you want to shoot, how do you go about approaching that person or entity to go ahead and get that? Because I think that's what really makes a good professional, you know, is the things that you do as far as, you know, whether or not you're shooting them or you're filming it or whatnot. So how do you go about approaching that?
Man, it was a long process, man. You know, I used to get treated like, you know, any nigga that don't nobody know about. You know, I come to the door, wow. They be like, man, who is this dude with the camera? You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to go through that a long time, man, until, you know, people see how persistent you is. Like, this nigga here every night, like, he not stopping. You know, it's just,
right.
Man, build up a relationship with them and let your work speak for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let them know what you can do for them. You know, and that's how it started off. You know, everybody, no matter what you is, it's pretty much three steps to your game, man. There's going to be a process where you got to pay to play. There's going to be a process when people just like for you to be there and you ain't got to pay. And then you get paid to do what you like to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why I'm there right now. So it's like at first I was coming down there trying to prove myself for free. You know, let me in. Let me take some pictures. Let me in. And then people start calling me like, oh, come on down. Come kick. Come take a few pictures. Ain't no doubt
right.
Phone ring is money. You know what I'm saying? So, man,
right.
It's a process, man. Just keep grinding, man. You know, get from point A to point C. Man, that's the method.
All day. Hey, but this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to break it up a little bit. The interview is not over. I'm going to go ahead and let a couple callers, you know what I'm saying, ask you a couple questions. I was supposed to play an intro music for you, but I'm going to play a mid-tro music for you. But look, I'm going to take one caller, see if they want to ask you a question, get to know you, man, because there's so many people out here who haven't reached out to you yet. And they really want to, and it's the opportunity. So, hey, I'm going to take one caller. We got 815 in the building. 815-915. Caller, you there?
Yes.
Caller, where you calling from?
Rockford, Illinois.
All day. Well, I got an exclusive interview with Mr. Polo Gibson, Gohar Productions, and he do photography. And if you got a question for him or anything, man, go ahead and express yourself.
Yeah, I like to give a shout out first.
All day, go ahead, lady.
Shout out to Team Soda Free.
Team Soda Free. Oh, she snapped. And she just dipped. She bogus in the motherfucker. I see that number on the switch one more time. Let that have a call again. It's on and popping. You know what? She got us fucked up. She just fucked me up. But look, we're going to go ahead and play this song real quick. Then we're going to get into the rest of the callers, man. Y'all got to wait a little bit. But this is Studio the Kid. Hey, tell us a little bit about Studio before I get into the song.
Hey, man, that's my right-hand man. That's my brethren. You know what I'm saying? New mixtape, man. Self-Motivated 1.5. You know what I'm saying? Studio the Kid. The beat did by Ula Main. You know what I'm saying? One of the other young gunners on the team. You know what I'm saying? He produced the track. You know, Studio did his thing. Shaughnessy, you know, hit him up with the producing engineer. Like, man, this is a family track, man. That's why I love it, man. It's the flood. You know, we trying to flood him out here.
All day. We're going to get into this song real quick. We're going to come back to the exclusive interview. So if y'all want to ask Polo Gibson any question, you can. But this is the song right here called The Flood by Studio the Kid. Check it out, y'all.
You already know what it is. The flood. That's what's about to happen.
DJ Van.
Trainer type. No disrespect. Studio the Kid. I see you working. Only way we can make it. Work hard. Let's flood these streets. Let's go.
Time I make it that the home does it come alive. They ask me for I do it for I do it for the hood. And every time I make it that the home does it come alive. Cause we flood the hood like love, we flood the blood. Hello world, I'm Studio, I just entered the game. Now it's time to start a flood, deliver the rain. See my flow is crazy, considered insane. I'm a R&B artist, rhythm and bang. See my
my car so big it can't fit in that lane. I got big dreams, dog, they can't fit in my brain. A little bossy man, I ain't with all the game. Unless you're trying to put me in the Hall of Fame. Cause I deserve it, homie. I know you're nervous, homie. I see you hating on me. But what's your purpose, homie? I'm a city boy, but I do you dirty, homie.
Hello, hello. Hey, computers will be computers. We had a power down. I apologize to everybody. Thank you for everybody who stayed tuned. Mr. Polo, you still there?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, hey, man, we had the phone powered down. The power just powered down in the house, man. All the computers turned off. And we in the studio right here. Hey. Yeah, let's get back into this interview, man. I want to know about your magazine, man. I've been seeing a lot about this magazine. I've been seeing Chelsea on the front cover, man, looking as good as ever and stuff like that. Man, tell them a little bit about your magazine.
Oh, man, well, Go Hard Magazine is it's something, and I'm like, everybody kept telling me, like, man, go do a magazine, you do a magazine, man. You putting all these girls out there, man, go and do a magazine. And it's like, I thought about it, like, man, I'm gonna stop giving niggas shit free, you know, on Facebook. And plus, you know, having to deal with people hating on it, clicking report, getting pictures deleted, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to have to run around the city and set a page out of these magazines. They don't want to see a certain picture, man, because I'm trying to flood them with it, though, you know, for real.
That's what it is, man, because it looks very exclusive, man. I know I got to get me a copy. But this is what I'm going to do, man. I want some of the people to ask you some questions. We lost a lot of people because of that down, but, you know, people are calling back in. We got 651-403. Right now we're doing an interview on Polo Gibson, Mr. Go Hard. I want you to go ahead and tell me where you at, where you from, and, you know, ask him a question or something. 651-403. Carla, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. My name is Paris. I'm from Chicago, and I'm currently in Minnesota. I had a question for Polo Gibson. What are you looking to do? Are you looking to expand, like, global, or are you just trying to do it just for Minnesota?
Oh, Raylan, that's a good question, man. But actually, you know, I like to tell people, man, don't say I'm local because we're in the same state. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking to do something real national right now, especially with the magazine. Right now, I've already set up distribution in Atlanta, Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, you know, and of course here in Minnesota. So, you know, I'm starting small with, you know, with a few cities, five cities for now, that's going to be pushing the magazine. I'm going to be spending money on advertising in those cities. But I really want to cross barriers, man. You know, a lot of people who make it from Minnesota leave and, you know, go elsewhere and do their thing. But, you know, I want to be able to, you know, bring the talent from Minnesota, whether it be writers, actors, you know, musicians, models. I just want to be able to showcase them to the world, you know, and spread my company name. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be as big as Def Jam.
All right, well, thank you for your answer.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in, lady. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Because we had that little down, we had lost a little time. But I'm going to take a couple more callers. We got 651-208. You know, we're having an interview with Polo Gibson, man. Tell him where you at, you know what I'm saying? Ask him a question. You know, get to know Polo. 651-208, you there?
Yeah, what up, Polo? This is Lil One from St. Paul.
What it do, what it do?
What up, man? I wanted to know, how do you stay humble with all of your recent success? Like, how do you stay grounded to where you came from and, like, not lose where you came from when you coming up in the game?
Oh, man, that's the number one way to do that is talk to your family. I don't give a fuck how big I get or how good I think I'm doing. Mama be like, boy, you ain't shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, mama gonna bring you down to earth, man. You know, she gonna let you know I'm proud of you, nigga, but don't think you done did it. And then at the same time, man, just keep pushing your goals higher and higher. You know, at one point, I used to compare myself to the best in the city. Now I'm looking to compare myself to the best in the world. So, you know I ain't nowhere close to them yet, but, you know, that gives me, you know, a sense of being humble. Like, if I keep at it, that maybe I could be one of the best in the world, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Good answer, man.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, Little One, for calling in for that question, man. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Polo, you know, time is kind of, you know, short, and I got to actually do Soda Black also. I truly appreciate you being here for us, man. I got one question, though. Do you think you're just in the Twin Cities?
Man, on this urban side, yeah, man, I think I'm one of the greats, man. One of the best, man.
Hey, yo, Polo, man, I just got to let you know, man, I would agree with you on that one, you know what I'm saying? But we is beefing, though, brother. I'm still waiting on you to send me that info to my email, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Man, you know what? I just put a package together for you, too, man, a whole media kit. You know, so it's official. You know, I don't want to bring people on board when the ground's shaky. You know, so we're a little bit more grounded right now, man. So I'm ready for you.
All right. You still got my email?
Yep, I got you. I'm going to shoot you there right now in the next file.
We cool now. You know what I'm saying? We don't got no hands.
Hey, we got, I'm going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? We about to get out of here, man. I'm sorry we got cut short, but you got anything you want to say before you go ahead and get out of here? Skedaddle, do your thing.
Man, I just want to say, man, thank you, man. Everybody out there that's doing their thing, man, believing in themselves, believing me, so supporting me. You know, OVF, you know, Rello News, Blaze, you know, Pyro, you know, all that, man. My MOE family, Spiel the Kid, DJ Advance, and just anybody that's ever genuinely asked me a question, looking for advice, without sneak dissing, man. Like, I really appreciate all that, man. You know, y'all the reason I keep doing this, though, man.
All day, man. That's real love, man.
Hey,
I truly appreciate
you. Follow me on Twitter, though. Polo Go Hard. And check out the new website, GoHardTheMagazine.com. It's official. Tell anybody if they missed this interview, I'm going to repost it, the whole interview. They can listen to it on the website, GoHardTheMagazine.com, man. Shout out to Rello, man. I appreciate it.
All day, family. I'm all at you.
All right, bet.
Hey, yeah. You know, we got the exclusive interview with Soda Black coming up next. And, look, I'm going to spin a song of his, and we're going to get it popping, man. Shout out to Soda Black. He doing his damn thing, and this is clubbing.
Yeah. We got my nigga Soda Black. Black Ops the Movement. It's hard being black, the mixtape.
Black.
Volume 1.5. So many ways. Brand dope. TC Cat. Clubbing. Need I say more? Get the fucking truth, man. Yeah. OBS, one big family. Let's go!
Man, the zone, you can't tell me nothing. Pocket full of money, can't sell me nothing. I'm Mr. Clean, you can smell me coming. Nigga, I be fly, like I'm going clubbing. Bitch, I'm going clubbing, like I'm going clubbing. I'm fresh. I swag on them. My swag's on. I'm good with the clubs like Tiger Woods. I keep some fire trees that smoke like firewood. I'm in this bitch every day like the bartender. I keep a shooting guard for your head center. I'm a dillo ass niggas, y'all just play hard. Rows of dead niggas in my pocket, that's a graveyard. Bitch, I'm fly, fuck it, gon' tell the truth. I be hot, I be fly, off Patron, Belvin Goose. Money talk, so I listen. If it's fast, then I'm whipping. If she bad, then I'm hitting. If they freaky, then we switching. How you think you gon' feel when that steel hit you? You can run, nigga, it's gon' still hit you. I be in the zone, Coach Phil Jack, Mac 10 rings. Call it Phil Jack. I be bout my young G's. We be corporate thuggin'. Next to making money, I love fucking clubbing. Bitch, I'm in the zone, you can't tell me nothing. Pocket full of money, can't sell me nothing. I'm Mr. Clean, you can smell me coming. Nigga, I be fly, like I'm going clubbing.
Shout out to Soda Black. We about to get into that exclusive interview with Soda Black, man. I need y'all to go ahead and press that one if you want to talk to him. But before y'all even get a chance to talk to him, we going to see how he's doing, man. Soda Black, are you there?
Yo, what's good with you, my nigga, man? I'm in the building. Soda Black, a.k.a. Mr. Harvey and Black, a.k.a. my new name, I Am Black History, you know what I'm saying?
All day, man. What's happening with you? What you got going on today?
Man, just getting off work, finna go back to work, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the radio station, man. Shout out to my nigga Rello, man. Jay on the motherfucking interviews, holding it down next to Blow. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to your new co-host. You know what I'm saying? I ain't catch his name, you know what I'm saying? But I see he doing his thing also.
And I appreciate the love.
Yeah, my man named Q the Truth, man. We here. But this is what I want to do, man. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully all the callers are here for you because they're here. I was going to ask you questions, but I'm going to let the callers ask questions first. You know what I'm saying? So we can get into you a little more, man. We want to get to know Soda Black, man. If you out there and you want to talk to the host, man, press that one. We're going to go ahead and take the call, first caller.
651-216. What's your name? Where you from? You got a question for Soda?
Hi, my name is Erica. I'm from St. Paul. And yes, I do have a question.
Okay. How you doing tonight, Erica?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right, go ahead. Ask your question.
My question is, I love your music, and I want to know, do you plan on doing this music thing long-term, or is it just something you do for fun?
Man, to keep it real with you, I give it, you know, I love the music, too, you know what I'm saying? But, I feel like, you know, I'm going to do this music forever for fun. But as far as, you know, like, my life, my goal, like, this is me. I'm going to give it a couple more years, man. If it don't fall through, I'm going to have to, you know, manage a couple of these little young dudes, you know what I'm saying? Tell these young dudes how to do it or something, you know?
That's what's up.
I appreciate your question, lady.
Shout out to Erica, man, from Minnesota.
All day, man. We're going to take a couple more callers, but shoot. Let me take one more caller, then I'm going to start asking you questions, man. We got 612-244. Caller, you there?
What's up?
Yo, what's poppin'? What's going on with you?
This is John Ray, man.
Oh, John Ray, what's good, man? You called in during the exclusive interview, man. What's good?
I don't got no questions, though. I just want to say shout out Soda Black and the whole movement.
All day, man. I truly appreciate that. Hey, I threw that song on the switchboard, too, man, that racked up and I'm racked out. Had to throw that up there earlier, man. You know, everybody
you got
heard
to.
That in the All day,
John
man.
John Ray, the campaign.
Hey, hey, I'm going to bring you back in if you're still around, man. I'm going to let you get some shout-outs, but we got to get back into this interview, my nigga.
What's up?
All day. We're going to hold off with the call-ins, and we're going to ask Soda Black some questions himself. Like, when did you start making music? When did you feel this is what you love to do, man?
Man, I started making music, like, I say, around – age 11, you know what I'm saying? I'm 24 now, you know what I'm saying? So, like age 11, you know, I was just, you know, off the top of the head, you know, say a couple lines there, whatever. But, like how, you know, like I, like, fell in love with the music type shit was, I say, about 2 years ago, you know, in a studio. I made a song, you know, called, you know what I'm saying, So Many Ways. And it was like, man, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was just like, man, you need to do something. So, you know what I'm saying? It was recent, you know, like I ain't been rapping, you know, like on paper, you know what I'm saying, for a long time. So yeah, it was recent.
Oh, that's what's up.
Okay, cue the truth in the building. What I wanna know is, like, how do you keep progressing? You know, like, sometimes what happens with a lot of artists, you know, you see a lot of one hit wonders in the game, you know, they get on, I mean, they come out with one hot song and then you never hear from them again, or they can't never reach the peak that they reach. What do you do to stop that from happening and just retire for your goals every time you get in the studio?
I mean, shit, the first thing I do is, you know what I'm saying, make songs, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, a lot of those people, you know, like, they like, you know what I'm saying, come out with a song, and, you know what I'm saying, it be hot, you know, and then you don't hear from them because they actually literally stop making music, or, you know, like, they run out of fun to, you know, to, like, back up their shit. Like, you know what I'm saying, what I try to do, you know, is, like, you know what I'm saying, market my shit right, and, you know what I'm saying, make sure, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, every song counts, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to make no song that ain't nobody gonna hear, you know, and every song I got, I'm gonna try to let everybody hear it, you know what I'm saying, so if it's a hit, that's up to the people, you know, so, you know what I'm saying, that's basically my outlook on that.
All day. Man, we see you out here grinding, man. Are you willing to work with anybody, you know what I'm saying, or if so, or if not, tell me why, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, I'm willing to work with anybody, man. I got, like, some drive, man, some ambition, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, I kind of learned my lesson, you know what I'm saying, back in the day type shit. But we're not back in the day, but, you know what I'm saying, like a year ago, you know what I'm saying? I'm making songs with, you know, these randoms, and, you know what I'm saying, when it comes time to, like, you know, perform this song in front of a lot of people, you know, these randoms don't show up. It's like, you know what I'm saying, they be, you know, for fucking they girl, or they be smoking some weed or do it, whatever they do.
You know what I'm saying?
Getting on this shit, getting on this music. So it's like, you know, I want to make a music with motherfuckers that's going to be there, that's going to help push this shit, and that's going to help, you know what I'm saying, bring it out. So, yeah, I'm willing to do it with anybody that got some, you know what I'm saying, some drive behind them, got some dedication, and most definitely got some loyalty.
All day. I don't want to run away to callers, man. I'm going to go ahead and take a couple more callers and see what the deal is. We got 612-807 in the building. We got a live interview with Soda Black, man, and if you feel in any type of way you want to ask a question, go ahead and let it out. You there, call us, 612-807.
Hey, this is Chrissy. I'm on Ember Hills, and I just want to tell Soda Black that he's a cutie.
Shit.
And I want to say something to the government, and I want them to meet. I got a question for Soda Black, but I want to say something to the government quick. I want them to make weed legal, and then I want to tell them, fuck you, get your mind right. No, seriously, fuck you, get your mind right. They're doing all the little people wrong, and that's what makes the big people big. They're dumb. You're only as strong as your weakest link. Get it? You know?
Well, yeah,
and
I want to know what
Soda Black thinks.
Oh,
is that your question? You want to know what I think?
Yep.
Man, I'm probably gonna get beat up at this interview, but I'm the only one that's probably, you know what I'm saying, got something good to say about the government. I just want to say shout out to the government, man, for, you know, for raising me on food stamps, because, you know, if it weren't for the government, I couldn't eat, I couldn't be here, I couldn't do my shit. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got too much nothing bad to say about the government, because everything that's been going on since the beginning of time. You know, it's just getting worse. Yeah, it's getting worse. But it's like, you know, us as people is letting it happen. It's like 35 billion of us. It's only like fucking 40 of them. So, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, everything that's happening, we're like letting it be happen. So if we gonna let it happen, then shit, let it happen.
Right,
but they want to start drug testing people on food stamps and telling
man,
us what to eat.
Comes to close down on that one. Damn. Hey, well, Christy, man, I appreciate you calling. We got to take a couple more callers. Time is flying on us. And, you know, hey, I'm going to take another caller, man. We got 612-310. We got an exclusive interview, so tell us what you're feeling like.
What up? This your boy DJ Inferno, man. What up, nigga? You know what's going down. You always know, nigga, I'm on that military shit, fuck the government. You know, back to the head, all that good shit, nigga. You already know how we get in. But you know what I'm saying, nigga? You know, the government has done some good shit for the community, but the problem is, you know what I'm saying, niggas need to step up their own lives. Everybody's always blaming the government, blaming the white man, blaming a bitch. Claiming whatever, but niggas need to take responsibility for themselves. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, nigga, you only broke because you choose to do broke niggas shit.
I'm fine with you on that one. Yo, Ferno, before we let you go, man, tell me why Oak City on Saturday you had that lady wheeled up in your hand, man. You off? Hey, the phone is breaking up for some reason. My bad. Soda Black, you there?
Yeah, I'm all ready.
Yeah, my bad. Hey, Ferno, your phone was breaking up, man. We're going to bring you back in a second if you're still online. My bad about that. DJ Inferno.
What up? I'm here.
Yeah, we have an exclusive interview with Soda Black, though, man. I don't know if you got a question for him or show him some love, man, but it's going down right here on Next Blow Radio.
Yeah. You already know I'm fucking my nigga Soda Black. I gotta ask Soda Black, you know, I bet you when you was doing your own thing, like by yourself dolo at the little open mic spot and shit, what made you decide to become a part of OBF, One Big Family?
Did you ask me what made me decide to be OBF, like it was breaking it out, is that what you said?
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? When I met you, you was doing your dolo thing, coming through deep with like 50, 60 niggas on your own, doing your shit, and then, you know what I'm saying? Then I, you know, I threw the grapevine, you know, OBF my guy. So I was like, okay, what made him decide to be OBF?
Right. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I'm saying? What made me be OBF, man, is I needed to be with some people that have some structure. Cause like, you know what I'm saying, those 50 or 60 people, you know what I'm saying, them just hood niggas, you know what I'm saying, niggas used to come out, niggas used to clown and whatever, but it was no movement, you know what I'm saying, organization behind that, you know what I'm saying, so it's like, you know what I'm saying, this OBF shit, you know, it's like, you know, actually got loyal fans, it got, you know what I'm saying, structure, we got everything we need to make it, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know what I'm saying, don't know. You know, I was doing my thing, but I like needed some guidance, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying, OBF, you know what I'm saying, guided me, you know what I'm saying, and some right doors, you know, like, I've done more shows with OBF than I've done without OBF, so it's like, you know, it was all about guidance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense. It's all about improving, nigga, that's what I'm supposed to be.
Right.
All day. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in Inferno, man. We're going to have to spin a little music and, you know, get into some other things. I appreciate you calling, though, bro.
No problem. Good luck.
Yep. Hey, Black, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of your songs just in case people don't know or never heard your music. You know, we got a couple callers on the switchboard, but we got to get in, let them hear your music real quick, man. So I'm going to throw that bread dough on there real quick, man.
Man, bread dough. That's all we ever chasing.
Let's go.
Being black. What I don't understand, I go hard for you niggas, right? I give it everything I am, everything I got. But you still ain't a nigga like me, right?
You bought that honey, nigga.
I work hard for this shit, nigga.
Bread, dough, big faces. Bread, dough, big faces. That's all we ever chasing. Go, big, face, big, red, go, big, face, big, red, go, go, big, face, big, red. Fuck the bitch, I'd rather fuck the boots and I damage it. Eat them like sandwiches.
No need for bandages. Last year I balled hard, they had to bandage in the area. I had to hire me a manager. I handled it. Took my information, then I ran with it. Now you pussy niggas information trying to damage it. That a bitch. But you know I run hard like Patterson or Peterson. Strap the hell raising to you needle skin. Twinkling. Burner on my side, no extinguishing. Cause I bring it hot to your dough like the pizza man. These niggas making change like the pizza man. Pizza in. Will it turn your ass into a pizza man? My kitchen rocks, but I still can't need a friend. Like a bitch trying to hit me up, she need a friend. So I believe the end. Put her on call, and she fucks for that check like Sony upset it all. Got bread, no, big face. Bread, no, big face.
That's so real right now.
Yeah, yeah, you already know what it is. We had to cut this song short, man. Time is really kind of messed up, but that's my man Soda Black. We doing an interview on Soda Black, so if you got a question for him, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what it is. Oh, but also, I'm going to let people answer the question of the day. I'm going to let my co-host tell you what it is, though, but also ask Soda Black a question. But what is the question of
the day? Yo, it's Cue the Truth, man. The question of the day is, if the government was a person and you had a chance to meet them, what would you say? What would be the first thing you say? What would you do? You know what I mean? What would be the first words that come out your mouth?
Yes, sir. We're going to take this caller, man.
612-850.
Oh, they hung up.
Just before they got on now.
Just before they got on. Hey, if you want to answer that question of the day or you want to talk to Soda Black, ask him a question, make sure you press that one. Soda, we got people posted up, looking around and shit, and tuning in. But it is what it is. We're having a lot of fun. We got 651-262. The question of the day is, if you met the government, damn, I fucked it all up.
If the government was impersonated, got a chance to meet him, what would you say? 651-262, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout out to Brandy, because Soda Black.
Hey,
and what was the question again?
The question of the day is, if the government was impersonated, you got a chance to meet him, what would you say?
I really don't have no answer for that, but I mean, I probably would say, you know, good job on trying to keep the world going. You know, people are doing the best they can right now.
Real talk. Well, how about this, though? Be that you said shout out to Soda Black. You know, this is an exclusive interview for him. You got a question for him?
Where can we find you at?
We keep finding me. First of all, man, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Brandy in the motherfucking building. It's my co-host, man, that does her thing, you know what I'm saying, on this same channel. You can find my music at Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying, /Soda Black. You can find my music at youtube.com/Soda Black. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I'm saying, that's just two main sources, YouTube and Reverb. And my name spelled SOTABLAKK. That's SOTABLAKK.
Okay.
Well, Miss Brandy, man, I appreciate you calling in. At first, I didn't know who the hell you was, but hey, I know now. All day, man. You stay up. Hey, Soda Black, man.
Yo.
Yeah. So look, I got another question for you, man. If the music don't go for you, man, what would you do instead?
Man. That shit, right? I mean, as much as you gotta have a plan B, it's like, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to think like that. But if this shit don't go for me, like I said, I'm gonna do something in the music. It might not be an artist, you know what I'm saying? But I'm always, you know what I'm saying, focus my time and my energy on music. You know what I'm saying? Rather, if it's managing somebody, you know what I'm saying? Rather it's ghostwriting, you know what I'm saying, for somebody, you know what I'm saying? Rather it's holding the camera, shooting videos, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as I got to do with music, something that I love to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm good.
All day. Well, look, I'm going to take one more caller, man. you know, time was kind of short because we had some technical difficulties, but then we're going to get back into some music, man. I truly appreciate you being here with us. We're going to have to bring you in again one time. But, hey, let's take this one call. Let's see if they got a question for you and see what's up. 612-423. We already know who it be. What it do?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
What's up?
Who this is? Say your name. Where you from?
Well, you already know this is Queen T.
Okay, Queen T, where you from?
You know, I'm Minneapolis, Minnesota. I have a question for you. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What would you say your biggest achievement so far in your music career and
what's my biggest achievement in music, you said?
Yeah, so far.
Okay. First of all, man, shout out to all y'all with them broken up phones, man. I hope y'all ain't on no Boost Mobiles and shit. You know what I'm saying? But the biggest achievement for me, man, is, you know what I'm saying, winning an award with my team, man. You know what I'm saying? OBF, One Big Family, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, we won two. So, you know what I'm saying? All that hard work, you know, paid off. You know what I'm saying? You can't get no bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? The only thing bigger than that is it signing a $1 million contract or some shit. But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's my biggest achievement, you know what I'm saying? Walking on stage, shouting out my people, getting that goddamn award, man.
All day.
What advice would you have to another upcoming artist that's trying to do the same thing you're doing as in music?
Say that one more time.
What advice would you give to another upcoming artist, like a younger cat, you know, just starting doing music? What advice would you give to them coming into the music industry?
Man, first of all, man, is, you know what I'm saying, put a price on yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know what you're worth, a motherfucker could offer you anything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you wouldn't know whether to take it or not. Second of all, you know what I'm saying, you got to have tunnel vision in this game because it's like, man, you know, motherfuckers try to, you know, sideswipe you, you know, motherfuckers try to get you to look left and right, you know what I'm saying, instead of looking straight forward at that prize, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, motherfucking women, you know what I'm saying, cars, clothes, you know what I'm saying, all that shit can, you know what I'm saying, throw you off of, you know what I'm saying, you doing what you're doing. So basically, you know what I'm saying, just stay tunnel vision and, you know what I'm saying, know what you're worth, you know what I'm saying, because don't sign
all
just
day.
Any contract, you know what I'm saying? Basically.
Miss Queen T, I got a question for you.
No, I don't have nothing to do with
government.
Yeah,
so we're
going to say free the health care, man. Free the health care, because the health care, I'm sick right now because I don't got no free health care. So,
man, that is love. I swear
I'm
to God, that is
you.
Love. Yeah, but look,
we're
going to get
so go ahead and let me hear that Zuccarello if y'all got time. I'm not sure.
I'm going to play that for you. Hey, Soda Black, right. Man, I appreciate you being here for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing the damn thing. Me and my man, Q the Truth, is here and shit.
Yeah, man. Good looking out, man. Thanks for the support, bro.
Man, already, man. I'm saying all this shit starts with y'all, man. I'm saying so, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the radio station. Shout out to motherfucking Miss Queen T for putting all this shit together, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's listening. That listened this week, last week, last month. I don't give a fuck if you only listen one time. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying?
All day, man. We about to get into this music, man. This is what I'm going to do. I'm about to play this Soda Black and Rello. You know what I'm saying? The song is called Black and Rello, if you don't understand the concept. I don't know what to tell you. But after that, we're going to get into, if you want to talk to the host, press 1. We're going to let everybody answer the question of the day before we get out of here. And what is the question of the day, man?
Yo. Everybody out there, it's Q the Truth. And the question of the day is, the government was a person. You had a chance to meet them. If you had a chance to be face-to-face, what would you say?
That's right, man. So let's get into the song. Press 1, and right after the song, we're going to let y'all answer the question. Here we go. Soda Black and Rello.
Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello. Ha! You know who it is. Well, if not, you're going to learn today. Ha.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know who I am.
Who I am.
Everything I do, ha. Do it for the fam.
Black whip,
black whip,
black hat,
black
looking for a black bitch for some black sex.
Yeah,
black
Black and Rello.
Black and Rello.
Two shots, them hatin' niggas get around.
Pop.
Two pop. She wanna roll with me, so I make her roll, nigga.
Roll
she don't say no,
no,
cause she know a nigga.
Know a nigga.
I be grinding out on every level. Couldn't book me with a schedule. Couldn't reach me with a shuttle. I'm off that G shit. That's how Michael felt. I put you down under like Michael felt. Put that money on your mind. Couple grand. You'll get buried on your feet so you'll understand. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know who I am.
You know who I am.
Everything I do, do it for the fam.
For the fam.
Uh-huh. Nigga, that's nuts. Turn the love to a lot. That's hustling.
Look in the crowd. We the reason everybody came.
Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello.
You ain't even gotta say it, but they know the name.
Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello.
OBM shirts, now everybody got them. Haters want them deep, now everybody shot them. Shit hanging out his helmet like Palo Malu. Fuckin' with them Twitter bullets, you know they gotta follow. Nigga, this team pal, we fresher than bean pal. Back to the dive, but we ain't selling no bean pies. We fake their head bobble, we treat them like lean guys. They looking at the stage, you swear that they seen God. Yeah,
uh-huh, you know who I am.
And I bet you learned by now. OBF in the motherfucking building.
Uh-huh. Nigga, that's nuts.
What up, ladies? Pyro, Tweezy, yeah.
Look in the crowd, we the reason everybody came.
Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello.
You ain't even gotta say it, but they know the name.
Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello. Now what up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know who I am.
You know who I am.
Everything I do, do it for the fam.
For the fam.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nigga, that's nuts. Turn the love to a lot.
Look in the crowd, we the reason everybody came.
Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello.
You ain't even gotta say it, bet they know the name.
Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello, Black and Rello.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in, everybody who tuned in to the exclusive interviews with Soda Black and Polo Gibson. We had a lot of fun. I'm here in the building with my co-host.
Yo, cue the truth in the building. We got about like 6 more minutes left. Question of the day is, if you got a chance to meet the government, what would you say? What would you say?
No, it's if the government was a person.
Ooh, yeah,
if the government was a person and it was face-to-face with you right now, what would you tell them? If you want to answer that question, make sure you press that 1, because I see a lot of y'all posted up. Press 1, and we will let y'all go ahead and answer that question, man. Once again, if the government was a person, the government was a person, and you was face-to-face with that individual, and you had a chance to ask him a question, what would you say? Yeah. Call us. Press that 1 to talk to the host.
Man, I don't know, man. I have a lot of things to say. But I know a lot of y'all really need to say thank you, because I know half of y'all out there listening probably either on food stamps, know somebody that's been on food stamps, or got the deal on some food stamps for the 50. You know what
I'm
saying?
How about this? This is what we're going to do, man. Tell me, what would you tell them if you was
man, if I was face-to-face, I probably punch him first, you know what I'm saying, just to get all my anger out for all the bullshit over the years. You know what I mean? Then we'd sit down and talk, you know, and I'd thank him for the good shit that happened over the years, you know what I mean? Financial aid in college, you know what I'm saying? I definitely got to give big ups for that, you know what I'm saying? Parts in school, you know what I mean? They might not be at where you want them to be, but shit, in other countries, you know what I mean? Like, man, you got to pay to go to school straight up, K-12, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's probably how I go. It'd probably be a love-hate thing, you know what I'm saying? We'd probably be fighting, and we'd sit down, you know what I mean, play some Madden or something.
Man, real nigga shit. Me personally, man, I've been through hell, man. I want to tell them, man, it's child support. Now, I'm fucking with you. I don't know. I'll probably just keep it real, too, man. Like, I'm grateful for a lot of things that happened in my life. You know what I'm saying? Me getting the chance to go to school, just like he said. Or, you know, me having... I want to know where this hidden money is. I know I deserve a little bit more money than what the fuck I got, though. So I want to know about that, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in today, man. This is Next to Blow Radio. Every Friday, I hold it down. My name is Rello Jackson, and I got my co-host here, man. Tell them a little bit about yourself before we get out of here.
Yo, what's up, man? I want to thank all y'all for tuning in, too. My name is Q the Truth. You might have seen me on the poetry scene. You know, I do a lot of spoken word or whatnot. Dynamic View Photography, that's me. All those pictures is me. I shoot a lot of models, I shoot artists, so if you're trying to get an artist or an album cover, definitely let me know. If you're an up-and-coming model and you want to get you a nice photo shoot in, I got good quality work, you can check me out online at Facebook/DynamicView. That's Dynamic with a K at the end and View, spelled V-U like deja vu. You can also get me at Twitter, at Dynamic View.
Yes, sir. And once again, my name is Rallo Jackson, a.k.a. Mr. What Up, holding it down for Next to Blow Radio every Friday. We have a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody who tuned in, everybody who called in, and everybody who answered the question talking about free weed, legalize this, my baby mama be tripping and all this extra shit. But I'm going to end it off with probably a song, man. I don't know. I should fuck around and play something of my own, man, because I am an artist myself besides a host. And I'm an engineer, too, man. If you're in Minnesota and need your music mixed, recorded, or anything of that nature, I'm here for you, man. And we are here for you, just like my partner said. He's a photographer, and he's here for you, man. Hit us up. It's going down. But I'm going to end it off with that stripper pole, me and Pyro. Check it out.
Shoot that real nigga shit. Hold that real nigga shit. Got a stripper pole. Bedroom. Let's go. It's the end of fall. I know what they finna do. Find a bad little bitch they can get a shit. But the summer's mine. And the winter's too. So when the spring comes, get rid of my winter boot. And I'ma throw a stripper pole in my bedroom. I'ma throw a stripper pole in my bedroom. Now I got a stripper pole in my bedroom. I'ma need a stripper hole in my bedroom.
I got a pole in the middle of my room. Like I'm holding the roof up. Party is so long. We woke up the rooster. Me and all my niggas and some bitches trying to do us. They baby daddy's mad and the landlord trying to sue us. Now in my winter boot ass shit, I can't call it. Spring came and she never been the same on it. Grab some bad bitches, turn it into little Ollie. But you ain't coming to the party if you ain't ballin'. Bank accounts loaded, zeros everywhere. Broke niggas trying to save them, heroes everywhere. Captain Saber, hold your bitch, tryna get some dick tonight. Give a long pipe, let's call it kryptonite. And it's going down, don't call it crib tonight. She left you cause she know that I can hit it right. Strip a pole dead in the corner, no sheets. We can do it all night, baby, no sleep. It's the end of fall, I know what they finna do. Find a bad little bitch, they can get a shit. But the summer's mine.
Get a shit.